This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio here. Take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We've also got Discord, the Discord on-air call-in lines are available to you. You can sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us over at discord.lrn.fm. You do need to get the Discord app if you want to call in that way. Discordapp.com will get that to you. For pretty much any old operating system, your phone, your computer, and then you can join discord.lrn.fm. Joining you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
So, you know, a lot of times we talk about in advance of the show, well, guys, what are we going to talk about tonight on Free Talk Live? Sometimes we bring the same story to the table. In this case, I think, Johnson, you and I have slightly different sources on the same story. So I'm going to see if I can pull mine up here. Donald Trump apparently has been yammering off about technology companies, specifically Google and Facebook. CNBC reporting here about that Trump, of course, said in a tweet. He's got a couple tweets. Story here, President Donald Trump doubled down on threats against Facebook, Twitter, and Google Tuesday afternoon, saying the social platforms are, quote, treading on very, very troubled territory, and they have to be careful. Now, I don't know what that actually means.
It sounds like a threat.
It does sound like a threat. He went on to say, Google has really taken advantage of a lot of people, and I think that's a very serious thing, and it's a very serious charge.
Taken advantage of a lot of people.
Yeah, it's very vague. So I'm not real clear what he's referring to. Trump told reporters after a meeting with the president of FIFA, quote, they better be careful.
Is this the soccer organization?
I presume the FIFA. I mean, it sounds like it.
Okay. I don't know what that has to do with anything.
They're,
but just, okay.
They're mentioning that's what he was doing
at
the time when he made these comments. Apparently he wanted... Maybe FIFA is a reporters organization. I don't know what they are, but... You can look it up, Mark. What are the acronyms for FIFA besides the soccer organization? So going on, he continued threatening, saying, quote, they better be careful because they can't do that to people. Is he saying they're taking advantage of
a
lot of
people? They can't take advantage of people.
A Twitter spokesperson, when asked to respond to Trump's comments, pointed to previous statements and congressional testimony denying any form of conservative bias on the platform. Well, I don't know. There was that one story, and I don't remember what night on the show we talked about it. There was some conservative, like a black conservative lady, blogger, Twitter.
Candace Owens.
This was you who brought this, Mason?
Yeah.
Candace Owens had basically posted the same posts that new editor of the New York Times, I think it was.
Sarah Jeong.
Yeah. So Sarah Jeong made these super offensive posts to people on, I guess, what, white males and other people on the right, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
She made these posts, and so this black Twitter conservative lady, she made the same exact worded post, except put in...
Some other ethnic group besides white males.
Put in, like, liberals or something. Or I don't remember what it was.
Right.
And, of course, Twitter left that alone, or whatever it was that she put in. They left that alone, they left Sarah Jeong alone, and then they banned the black conservative lady. And I'm sure that's not the only evidence that we could gather against Twitter if we wanted to.
I just spoke to the organizer of the Texas Bitcoin Conference, and she's getting Facebook is kicking back ads that don't even mention crypto.
Really?
And she...
Well, I mean, that has nothing to do with conservatives.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And so I asked her to defend the statement. And she said she believes that, you know, that liberals think libertarians are just conservatives. Mm. And further, she's of the opinion that because it comes out of Texas, that it's a double checks.
Ooh, okay.
So,
okay, could be. I mean, that's a decent theory.
Well, it's a theory.
But at the same time, is Facebook actually manually approving things? As far as advertising goes, or is it all a computer algorithm that looks for, you know, keywords? Oh, if it's got the word crypto in it, well, then we'll kick it to a second layer of approval or something like that. Otherwise, it gets auto-approved or rejected for some other reason.
I cannot defend this accusation. I just listened and was interested.
Didn't you say that there was another organizer that also was getting denied?
Again, now this is, does that make second hand, so third hand at this point?
If somebody told you that?
Right. So
somebody said?
Linda, the organizer of the Texas Bitcoin Conference, told me that Amy, the organizer of the New Hampshire Bitcoin Conference, what's that called?
The NH Blockchain Digital Assets Conference.
Right. Is having some kind of trouble that is in some way related or similar or something.
Interesting.
So I can't say anything more than that.
Well, the Twitter spokesperson says that there is no bias on the platform. A spokesperson for Facebook did not immediately return request for comment. Trump earlier Tuesday accused Google of altering search results to prioritize negative coverage and left-leaning outlets and warned that the issue will, quote, will be addressed, unquote. Now, I don't know what that actually means. Maybe he means he addressed it by tweeting about it on their very platform, or that he wants some kind of legislation to be passed to mandate equal time, which would be absolutely horrifying anti-free speech legislation, and Trump should be opposed at every step along the way if he actually is suggesting that. And I don't know what he's suggesting here. I have no idea.
No, it's pretty cryptic.
Trump said in a tweet that the tech giant search engine had, quote, rigged, unquote, news story results to show mostly, quote, bad, unquote, stories about him and other conservatives.
Oh, well, that's because real journalistic organizations are generally writing bad stories about Trump.
True.
On one hand, I see what he's saying is that there's a preponderance of stories about, you know, bad things. First off, that's what journalism is. Journalism is writing bad news because people don't want to hear good news.
Usually they don't. They say they do, but they don't.
We have a career line for people who write good news. It generally gets paid more. We call it public relations.
Mm-hmm.
We have a career path for people who write bad news. We call that journalism, and it generally pays crappy. But you know, you can work your way up and that kind of thing. People read journalism for the reasons they read journalism and PR for the reasons they read PR. I can't really speak to that. I understand what his concern is, but that's not their job to go out there and write puff pieces about Donald Trump.
Sure, and also as far as the search results.
He threw down the gauntlet to pretty much every journalistic organization in America and said, you know, he slapped it to the ground, said, you people are terrible at your jobs. I mm-hmm. hate you. Most of America hates you, and you ought to die, right?
Like, well, they are dying. The old media is dying, and Trump doesn't have anything to do with that.
Sure. But I mean, at this point, there's more Americans believe that media intentionally writes untrue stories than don't. More Americans believe...
You were looking at statistics about that.
I'm talking about statistics. They believe that the media is writing untrue stories. I don't believe that. I got to say, as a person who works in the media and reads stories,
Can you
pencil whip the numbers on something? Sure.
Yeah, I mean, as a person who has been written about in countless media articles over the last decade, usually having to do with activism here in the Keene area, I can say that the media generally gets the story mostly right. There are some errors.
There's always errors. In every single story, there's an error.
Yes, in every
story. But that's not intentional. That's the nature of writing stories about stuff you don't know anything about.
Correct.
You go and you ask some questions. Over the course of a few hours, you do some research and you write a story.
Google search results for Trump... there's another quote from Trump. Quote, Google search results for Trump news shows only the reporting or viewing/reporting of fake new media, said the president. He further said, quote, in other words, they have it rigged for me and others so that almost all stories and news is bad. That's all in caps. Fake CNN is prominent, Republican/conservative, and fair media shut out.
I'm on the Facebook page. I posted a story from CNN that was clearly non-controversial, factual story, to my mind, and people besmirched it and said they didn't believe it. I call BS because it was written by CNN. That shows pretty close-minded attitude.
So what it sounds like to me is that Trump is basically saying that the entire system is rigged. Only 1% of the news is good about me.
That sounds like Bernie.
Did I get them confused? I thought somebody was saying the system is rigged.
You're so much better.
We got more coming up here. You can share your thoughts on Trump's threats against big media, big internet media, the search engines. He's saying that he's going to do something. Not really clear what, though. 855-450-FREE if you want to join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Free the deuce.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynovite .com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform. The unique spelling of Horizon is a nod to their heritage and recognizes that they remain committed to the vision that their project was built upon. Their coin and ticker symbol remain ZEN. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. Horizon.global.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've also got Discord at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Johnson, you're the proprietor over at libertyminded.com. Libertyminded.com is not only where you can get official Free Talk Live gear, So you want a Free Talk Live t-shirt? I think you still have hoodies and stuff.
I definitely have hoodies.
Tis the season to buy a hoodie because it's going to get cold soon. Go to libertyminded.com. You can get all of that there. But you've also got some cryptocurrency-related shirts. Mm-hmm. And you've got some kind of like general freedom-oriented topics.
I also accept quite a few cryptocurrencies as well.
Correct. And you're coming out with new designs all the time. You just released 3 brand new designs over at libertyminded.com. And one of them, I think, is going to be very popular among those who appreciate police accountability work.
if I can get it printed.
Right. So let me go over the 3 brand new shirts. One of them says, intellectual property is neither. Another one, so just kind of just a word shirt. And then another one, this one's pretty cool. It's got a picture of a joint smoking, well, presumably. Definitely a joint because it's got a marijuana leaf on top of it. And it says, come and toke it.
So it's based after the Molin Lab, come and take it.
With a cannon. Right, so this looks like a cannon.
And the funny thing is I came up with the idea for this shirt, and then I immediately searched.
Were you stoned at the time?
No.
No, okay.
But I come up with an idea, and I search for it. The design's already been done, just...
Oh,
not,
really?
Not well.
Right.
And so I wanted to do it kind of looking like, the cigarette from the no smoking sign. So
well, and it also kind of looks like the cannon as well.
Yeah, like, exactly. I wanted it to look like the cannon.
Right.
And I wanted it to look kind of like the cigarette from the no smoking sign, that real, like, iconic cigarette.
So,
I like the way I did my design for it. But.
I think that it, I've heard that your coworkers at Think Penguin, one of them was talking about going and violating a no smoking ordinance in protest of this ordinance, I guess, that Keene, New Hampshire is the city council is looking at doing here, where they want to raise the smoking age here in town. I think that it was Chris.
Is that going to be violated tomorrow at the meeting where that happened?
I don't know. Well, Chris was kind of volunteering his partner for it. I don't know if Bob was actually interested in doing it.
Bob's not under 21.
Well, the idea was that they would smoke in protest of the proposed ordinance and violate the indoor smoking rules of the city council. So this would be a fun one to wear if one was doing this shirt, the Come and Toke It, if one was protesting the smoking ban. But also, the big one here that I think is going to really set people off is especially...
Like, unnecessarily bombastic by my standard.
Is it unnecessary, though?
I'm not your target market, am I?
No, probably not.
This is really sharp stuff. So the T-shirt looks from a distance like you're a cop supporter. It's got a big badge on the front of the shirt. It's a black shirt. Well, you can different color shirts, but the default photo here, black shirt, dark background. The badge itself is all blue. So, again, the thin blue line is kind of the cop thing. That's kind of their logo. And then you see around, if you're driving around or even walking around, you'll see people wearing American flag-looking shirts or having bumper stickers with an American flag, but all of the red is gone from the flag, and it only has
one
black and white.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's got a blue stripe going through it. The other stripes are black. And so that's supposed to be like a thin blue line.
That probably represents the state of New York, I would guess.
It could.
It has to be one of the original 13 colonies, if you understand a damn thing about the United States flag.
That's a good point.
From a design standpoint, people like that cop flag, but I would agree with you 100% that it's a laughable thing, and if you understand that, if you believe the flag is important and sacred or whatever, this redesign of it would be contrary to that belief. I mean, basically, you don't redesign the flag for your own purposes to push your own organization.
But they did, and it's become very popular. So as you get closer, you can start to read what the shirt actually says within the badge. There's a little bit to read here. So it says no accountability, sort of over the top. No accountability while serving the state. Thin blue line. And then there's some Latin here. Fratrum excedat justitia, with an I. What does that mean again?
It's Latin. It means for brotherhood.
Brotherhood
supersedes justice or exceeds justice.
Brotherhood exceeds justice.
Basically, brotherhood over justice.
Below that, in the center circle of the badge, there's that flag that I described with the blue line through it. Except it's not in the shape of a flag anymore. Not a rectangle. It's in the shape of a pig. So imagine the flag as a pig, basically, in pig shape. Beneath that, it says P-I-G, Protecting Inequitable Government. And below that, on like a little swish banner thing at the bottom, it says America's Largest Gang.
I mean, I'm just trying to embody...
Oh, it's got the fascies on it as well.
I'm trying to basically embody what the Thin Blue Line is all about, which is...
A gang.
A line.
A brotherhood.
Yeah, it's basically, it's all about the brotherhood of the police, right? And their brotherhood against police serving justice for their crimes. That's what the Thin
Pretty
Blue Line
much.
Really represents to the police. It's about them serving and protecting each other in the face of one of them doing something wrong. They don't step out, you know, they don't what's the phrase where they, you know, like turn against the blue or crossing the thin blue line,
yeah.
Right? You never cross the thin
right.
blue line.
This is probably the most controversial shirt that I can recall coming from libertyminded.com. Yeah. I would say if you're going to wear this, be prepared.
Be prepared to defend
your
yourself.
Teeth kicked out of your mouth.
Yeah, be prepared. It may be best to open carry while wearing this particular shirt, simply to to discourage people from getting in your face and potentially starting a fight. Because again, from a distance, it's going to look like you're a cop supporter. And so somebody who supports the police is going to see those colors, they're going to see the badge, and they're going to come on over to see who loves the cops.
Right.
And then they're going to start reading closer. So
then they'll see the pig.
Presuming they can read. They'll be reading.
Yeah, they don't need to read.
Yeah,
you're right.
They can see the pig. That's true. It's available now in black and all shades of blue here. Looks like, was that a dark navy kind of blue? What is that?
Yeah.
And then like a lighter
navy
blue.
Navy blue, like a chocolate brown. I wanted all the colors that would go well with it.
Yeah, I just got to say good luck to all y'all.
Yeah, it's amazing. And go check it out at libertyminded.com.
I'm sure there are plenty of cop lockers out there who would proudly wear this shirt.
So back to Trump. He is mad. He is going on the assault, verbally at least at the moment, against Google and Twitter and Facebook, saying that it's rigged, saying that...
Something's rigged.
He's saying the search results are rigged to show negative news towards conservatives, so-called conservatives here. Trump added, quote, illegal. 96% of results of Trump news are from national left-wing media. Very dangerous. Google and others are suppressing voices of conservatives and hiding information and news that is good. They are controlling what we can and cannot see. This is a very serious situation. Will be addressed. Well... I'm not sure what that is referring to.
No, but I've said all along, I think the most dangerous part about Trump, look, there are things about Trump I like. I'm not some kind of Trump hater.
Mm-hmm.
But the most dangerous thing about him is that the guy is not interested in freedom of the press.
Not at all. And this isn't the first time that the Trump administration has sort of angled towards they might do something to restrict freedom of the press if they thought they could get away with it. More coming up here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But is Trump telling the truth here? I mean, is there a bias with Google search results? This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump took to Twitter to say that Google is suppressing the voices of many conservatives and that they're rigging their search engines to amplify liberal media outlets. The president was asked about these comments at the White House.
I think what Google and what others are doing, if you look at what's going on at Twitter, they better be careful because you can't do that to people. You can't do it. We have tremendous, we have literally thousands and thousands of complaints coming in. Google and Twitter and Facebook, they're really treading on very, very troubled territory. and they have to be careful. It's not fair to large portions of the population.
On Tuesday and Wednesday, thousands of people will visit the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History in Detroit, Michigan for Aretha Franklin's visitation. People were already lined up as early as Monday at 11 a.m. Visitation hours are until 9 p.m. Eastern Time both days. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry, I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Donald Trump saying that there's a very serious situation that will be addressed. He's referring to Google and Facebook and other internet behemoths, search engine types, that he claims are, let's say, blackballing or, you know, forcibly putting down the level of results for conservative media and promoting left-wing media. He's saying he wants to do something about it, although it's not really clear what that is. Nor do I think that he should do anything about it, except if he wants to, you know, blather off on Twitter, that's fine. That's his business. I think he should be free to say what he wants.
Hey, Google goes ahead and capitulates to China when China says, hey, we want certain results to show up and not show up.
Google's a little bitch to China.
Why shouldn't Google just go ahead and do the same thing for Donald Trump?
Because freedom of speech is important and...
Not in China, it's not. Not to Google.
Right. I don't expect Google to stand up for principles. They're a corporation, and they're interested in making money. So most people in business didn't get into business to, you know, hold a principle aloft above whatever it is their profit.
Except for don't be evil.
Well, that was their slogan.
Yeah, you're right. They have changed that relatively recently.
I don't think it is. I don't know what their new slogan is.
Yeah, be evil.
anyway, look, freedom of speech is important, right?
I'm not arguing with that.
And so hopefully if Trump were to actually try to do something, that the courts would smack it right down. Because, look, Trump should be able to say whatever it is he wants to about his opinions about these news sites. And he may not be wrong. Now, on one hand, he may be right just simply because the majority of the news is written by people sort of on the left wing, and the editors and the people that are involved are more likely to have that particular perspective. And so, therefore, overwhelmingly, that's going to be the results that you get when you do a search. So it could just simply be that. Or it could be that there actually is a specific algorithm out there that de-emphasizes right-wing news sources in favor of left-wing news sources. It could be that. Remember during the presidential election in 2016, there was some kind of like really interesting example of, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the exact, I think it was like Hillary Clinton, and then like, you know, when you type into a search bar, it'll auto-fill in what the intelligence, you know, thinks that you're going to search for based on what other people have searched for after they type in Hillary Clinton. And the idea was that Google was not revealing, I think it was either lies or emails. There was like one other word that came after that, and it was, should have been like the top result. If you did it on like Yahoo or one of their competitors, that was the top result. But when you searched for Hillary Clinton on Google, the result was like website or something like that. That you couldn't even find the lies or emails version in the the
still
list.
It's still that way, I believe. Yeah. So,
and this was at the peak of people searching for Hillary Clinton emails, right? And
so, now like 2020, news, age, net worth, young, college, biography, Harvard quotes.
Right.
I wonder if what happens if we look up Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually.
Good question.
Donald Trump business, news, wife, junior, 3D model, net worth,
so just
age,
as boring.
Today, birthday.
So, yeah, so just as uninteresting, just as boring. Maybe it's just they're de-emphasizing. Maybe Trump's right that negativity is being de-emphasized. I don't know.
Yeah.
I shudder at the notion that we're going to attempt to de-emphasize negativity when it comes to news reporting. News is, as I said before, we'll stick by, news is bad news.
This is a search on Google. News.
Well, if I type in Google, space, and I type C-E-N, it comes up with censorship.
Yeah.
But then the second result is Google censoring conservatives. So, you know, they didn't censor the fact that their own autocomplete.
I don't know. It's an interesting theory. I don't know if there's anything to it. It's something that's floated around for a while, and now Trump says he's going to address it. Around 11 a.m., Trump deleted the original tweets and reposted practically identical language. Quote, when users type queries into Google search bar, our goal is to make sure they receive the most relevant answers in a matter of seconds, said a Google spokesperson in a statement Tuesday, saying further, quote, search is not used to set a political agenda, and we don't bias our results toward any political ideology. Every year, we issue hundreds of improvements to our algorithms to ensure they surface high-quality content in response to users' queries. We continually work to improve Google search, and we never rank search results to manipulate political sentiment, unquote.
Have you ever heard
of Prager? We never manipulate search results for political sentiment in the United States.
Right.
Well, have you heard of PragerU?
Yes.
So they're, you know,
what is that, a university?
Probably, but they're more or less a conservative news channel.
On YouTube. They have a lot of YouTube videos that do educational videos about libertarianism.
I've certainly heard of them.
So wait, are they libertarian or are they conservative? Because there's a big difference.
There really isn't, actually, if you're talking about economically conservative.
Conservatives love to just, you know, spend money on the programs they like. So
you're not allowed to say that, Johnson. I'm sorry. This is Free Talk Live, and Ian has a very firm definition of what libertarian is, and you're not it. I'm not it, and PragerU certainly is not it.
Well, I don't know what PragerU is. I'm not going to make a decision about what they are.
Notice he didn't call you or I a libertarian.
I think Johnson's pretty libertarian. Say that libertarian is the same as conservative on economics, I mean, conservatives on economics love to tax and spend, and...
What's a conservative? I'm talking about conservative. I'm not talking about Republican. I'm not talking about right wing. I'm talking
find me
about
a conservative that wants to abolish the military, and I'll find you a true economic conservative.
Right here.
Oh, so you're defining yourself as a conservative now?
I can define myself as conservative, liberal, anarchist, capitalist. I go with all the words that people think that you shouldn't use anymore to describe things. I will take them.
All right, fair enough.
So
what about this Prager thing?
So Prager, is actually suing YouTube because they've been censoring their videos, which most of their videos that I've seen are extremely harmless explanations of very libertarian topics. I have not seen them do things, you know, like, you know, if you want to call them conservative, I mean, you'd think like, okay, well, if they're not libertarian and they're conservative, they'll do a video about closing the borders or something like that.
They don't do
any of that.
Okay.
They're very principled as far as
all right, great.
I would call them conservatarian. I mean, if some of the stuff I've seen smacks of the conservative explanation of things, as opposed
if they're not anti, if they're not in favor of closed borders, then they're probably pretty libertarian.
Well,
that's usually a good litmus
test. You're just
taking
Johnson's word for it. He's seen some videos. I've seen some videos, and please go on. So Prager University got censored by YouTube. YouTube issued an apology.
Did they?
Yeah.
Did they uncensor the videos?
As I understand it.
Okay, well that's good news.
So that's that.
Supposedly.
Google or Trump praised the performance of the NASDAQ Composite Index, which climbed above 8,000 points for the first time ever on Monday. I think they're just now summarizing Trump's opinion there. Google's parent company Alphabet is a key driver of NASDAQ's performance. Later Tuesday, Larry Kudlow, Trump's economic advisor, told Bloomberg that the White House is, quote, looking into, unquote, whether Google suppresses positive articles about the president. Kudlow did not provide details on how the White House was looking into the matter. Some reports have suggested the president was referring to an unscientific report by conservative news website PJ Media, which claimed that 96% of Google search results for the word Trump showed left-leaning publications. The report places outlets including CNN, The Washington Post, and The Guardian on the left of the political spectrum, while placing the likes of Fox News, The New York Post, and The Daily Mail on the right. Trump's comments...
I thought The Post didn't like Trump. Eh, whatever.
Well, not everybody on the right likes Trump. I mean, I don't...
They're
I don't
not
know.
On the right. Post is just... The Post is just a more... they're muckrakers, more so than the, say, The Times.
Now, this I did not know. Apparently, Google, Facebook, and Twitter representatives next week will be testifying before Congress discussing censorship and election meddling. The hearings mark the second time representatives from all of those companies will be on Capitol Hill to address concerns of election interference. For Facebook, it will be the third, following CEO Mark Zuckerberg's grilling earlier this year over the Cambridge Analytica scandal. Twitter chief executive Jack Dorsey and Facebook chief operating officer Sheryl Sandberg are among those confirmed to attend the hearings. What if the Congress invited you to go to one of their grillings? Would you go?
I don't know. Are we talking about grillings on talk radio or something?
I don't know.
I'd love to have the opportunity. You do it whenever you get the talk radio rumble at Talkers Magazine. I mean, you know you're not going to win up there, but you'll go.
I just have to say real quick, I take back everything I said about PragerU. They do have a video entitled Build the Wall.
Okay, never mind. Definitely not libertarian. All right, more coming up here. 855, 450, free like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, and that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the Power Buying Process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you dial toll-free if you want to join us on the radio here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, and that's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You want to learn the basics about cryptocurrency? Get on over to Bitcoin.com. They've got it there for you. Also, the latest news headlines are available there too. Or as well, over at Bitcoin.com. And Bitcoin.com wants you to know that Save at Purse now allows you to deposit Bitcoin Cash to fund your account. You want to save 20% on your purchases at Amazon? I do it all the time. In fact, we've been ordering products for a cool new thing we're putting together here in New Hampshire. And I've been ordering all of those through SaveAtPurse.com, SaveATPurse.com. And I've been getting 29% off, you know, just because I wasn't in a huge hurry to get the stuff. And so I just popped them in at 29% off, and I got it after a few days.
So what's a not in a big hurry? That's a few days? Is that in the average about the amount of time it takes?
Well, if I want something to be ordered within 24 hours, I'll usually put it at 20%.
Right.
Because that usually gets it snapped right up.
Right.
If I go in the 29 to 30, 33% range, it could be, I've had it 33%, I've had it be weeks before somebody will snag something. But 29% within the last couple of weeks has been getting me picked up within, I would say, 3 days.
Yeah.
But, you know, your results may vary.
I recently did one at 25%.
And, yeah, how fast?
In 2 days.
Not bad.
Less than 2 days. Less than 2 days. And it was, I had to replace my old Fuzzbuster. I had a, you know.
Oh, did you get one of the fancy ones where they can identify the new cars that have radar in the cars?
I got a, I just asked for reviews on Facebook saying, I just don't believe when I do look for reviews on Google, because I don't. I mean, if you say best radar detector on Google, you're going to get whoever pays the most as a result. And everybody said that the three people said basically the Valentine V1 bar none is the best one out there.
What's that cost?
It's like $450.
So you got 25% off?
I got 25% off. Now, figured, they also comes with some kind of guarantee, mind you, you know, if you get a ticket or whatever. But you probably have to use it properly, and God knows I haven't read the instructions yet. So I really should work on that.
Now, I think that there's something that I would consider a little bit of a catch to this. So the little bit of a catch, and that needs to be explained, if you're not somebody who's getting paid in crypto or has a bunch of crypto sitting on hand, there is a little bit of a conversion cost. In other words, if you're going to an exchange and you are turning cash into crypto, you're going to pay a fee. A little bit of a fee.
Usually it's like 1%.
Yeah, so you have to take that off of the discount, but not a whole lot.
If you're the real catch is
you have to be able to have like a Bitcoin ATM near you, or go on an
exchange. Or get an exchange. Uphold.com can do it for pretty cheap. And, you're usually looking at a percentage about that, depending on whether you're sending the money via wire transfer to the exchange or
most likely
whatever.
Want it to be an international exchange, so, I don't know.
That gets a little more complicated.
Yeah.
Because then it's harder to get signed up for those that take dollars.
Right.
Because then you got to send international wire transfers to them. There are some exchanges that'll do it for, domestic ACH transfer.
I guess my concern is exchanges like, some of the ones most recently that have just been sending wholesale all their data to the IRS.
Coinbase.
Yeah, Coinbase.
Did that, but they were ordered by a court to do that.
Well, yeah.
And that is what it is. So let's see. Toll free number tonight, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So Bitcoin.com, they again are suggesting you go to saveitpurse.com and use your Bitcoin Cash. The thing I was going to say was a catch there, though, Johnson, is that there is a chance that somebody will try to order an item for you and then they'll cancel. And if you did, for instance, just go and purchase the Bitcoin, then, the important factor is the Bitcoin price going to change significantly over the time frame that it takes for you to get the 20% discount? And there is a possibility that the Bitcoin price could, drop significantly, right? Like, so if you buy it at X, but then it goes down by $500 in one day, that might be pretty tough to handle that. But
I've actually had the reverse happen, though.
That's where it's gone up.
That's a reverse catch.
Right.
So
that's
the reverse catch is that sometimes the price of Bitcoin is going up so fast that you set it at, a 20% discount, and then, two, 3 days later, when you actually get your item, you would have been better off holding the Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
Because your discount is now gone. But I usually find that it's actually on par. I don't think had Bitcoin be going up so fast that by the time you get an item, because normally these people who are buying things have Prime shipping, or they ship fast 2 day window.
Typically.
So typically Bitcoin's not going to be going up faster than 20 or 30% within 2 days.
Right.
So
Well, the problem, one guy called in recently to complain because after waiting for like 5 days on this buyer who had said he was buying it and then canceled. And the price of Bitcoin, the price of Bitcoin can change over a week's over a week's time. And, the price had dropped and he was feeling burned because he'd converted some cash into Bitcoin in that case. And there's nothing I could say besides, hey, man, it's Bitcoin. There is some risk involved.
Yeah.
If you think you can, getting 30% off or 20 or whatever, 20% off every single purchase, it's going to work. You're going to get the 20% off, but there's going to be some times when the price of Bitcoin is probably going to make that 5% or make it 30% or make it, 0%. Maybe you'll even lose once in a while. There's that possibility, right? Like if the price falls off a cliff and, then somebody picks up your item. There's some risks involved. But the fact is, I've done it more than 130 times in 3 years. And if you lose once out of every 50 transactions, you're still way ahead of the game. Remember, you're getting 20% off. Anyway, saveitpurse.com, saveatpurse.com. Donald Trump on the attack verbally against Facebook and Twitter and Google. Apparently, there are going to be some hearings coming up on Capitol Hill, which will involve executives from all of those companies discussing censorship and election meddling. And I was just asking you guys if you would appear if they... if they had summoned you to the halls of Congress to talk on something, you said maybe it would be talk radio or something, Mark, would you go and would you actually spend time talking to these idiots?
Yeah, I'd love to talk to those idiots and talk about talk radio, sure.
What would the benefit be?
Well, at the very least, you get to give them a piece of your mind. You get to say, look, the general public considers y'all to be liars and thieves, and here you are, yakking at me, a guy who's making a living out here by people who voluntarily give him money, while you live off of the largesse of you being able to tax people. Taxation's theft. You know it. I know it. By any other
organization. Sir, you're out of order. You'll be silenced.
I've already said taxation's theft.
Take him away.
Fine. Taxation's theft! I mean, if I get to yell taxation is theft at these
people,
think
it'd be worth it?
It would be worth
your time.
Absolutely.
Okay.
If I get beat up in the hallway by some, you know, 5 foot tall female page, I don't care.
If they wanted to, you know, bring you in to talk about T-shirts or like freedom of speech or something like that,
probably not.
I don't know. I don't think I would either because I don't think they honestly care.
I mean, honestly, there's a meeting tomorrow about. You know, them...
Cigarettes?
Yeah. Here.
A cigarette ban.
And I'm, like, debating, do I even want to, you know, go to this? I think I may, but, you know...
Is it actually on the agenda?
Time?
On the agenda? Has anybody actually looked for that?
No, I haven't.
You should check that, because it may not be... I mean, if it's not on the agenda, then they may not even cover it. For those that aren't aware, there's a proposal here in Keene, New Hampshire, the little town that we do the show from, where some busybody at the hospital... is claiming that they want the city council to increase the smoking age. And I'm not clear as to whether or not it will just increase the age at which you can purchase or if it will also increase the age at which you can possess tobacco products.
The idea is that I want to show up to the meeting and then raise my hand and say, I thought that this meeting was about increasing the age at which these kids could make the terrible decision of which to serve in the military. No. And then just walk out.
All right, if you're going to go, I'll go, and I'll record video. So anyway, we'll keep you up to date as that continues to develop. Here.
Yeah, at the very least, what you're saying is that somebody could make the decision to get shot and killed you know, on a battlefield someplace,
right,
fighting for politicians' whims, but they can't make the decision, the terrible decision, the awful decision to choose to smoke cigarettes. First off, I would say most people are making, at least... My experience is that most people made the decision to try a tobacco product prior to their 18th birthday anyway. So, you know, making it illegal isn't going to do anything. It didn't do anything before. What's worked up to this point, what will work on whatever it is you're wanting to do, is public relations programs. These programs that, I think it was called SWAT, Students Against Tobacco. I don't even know what that is.
Sounds like something they would do.
Yeah. But, I mean,
students
were into it.
Students working against.
Yeah. Students working against tobacco is called SWAT. But it worked. Because it was peer pressure against tobacco.
And how old were you?
I came on later than me.
So how do you know it worked?
They had just gotten rid of the smoking room in the high school when I was there, okay?
I mean, for the students?
Yeah, the long-haired heads are in the bathroom, you know, smoking in the boys' room, as it were.
We got more on the way here. Whether you want to talk about smoking bans or Trump's comments or whatever is on your mind, you may take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55
443-443.